Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon Indian diaspora to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of repeated airspace violations and making unrealistic and unreasonable demands during recent bilateral talks in Istanbul. US President Donald Trump signs bill to end longest shutdown in country's history. And in men's cricket, India to lock horns with South Africa in first test at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Vikasit Bharat by 2047 and added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana today, she said their achievements are India's pride and their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations.
भारत आज एक परिवर्तनशील दौरे से गुजर रहा है हमारे युवा और प्रतिभाशाली जनसंख्या मजबूत अर्थव्यवस्था और नवाचार की भावना हमें 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के लक्ष्य की ओर से जा रहे हैं डिजिटल इंडिया मेक इन इंडिया स्टार्टअप इंडिया और स्वच्छ भारत जैसे पहले भारत को नई ऊंचाइयां तो पहुंचा रहे हैं
She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000-strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country.
भारत और बोत्सवाना के बीच मैत्री के जीवन सेतु है यहाँ लगभग 10,000 भारतीय विभिन्न क्षेत्र जैसे कि शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य लेखा व्यापार और उद्योग में सक्रिय है आपकी मेहनत ईमानदारी और समर्थन ने आपको बोत्सवाना समाज में सम्मान और स्नेह दिलाया है साथ ही अपने स्थानीय रोजगार और कौशल विकास में भी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाए है
During the event, the president paid condolences to the families and friends of the victims of the recent terrorist attack in Delhi. A minute's silence was also observed in memory of those who lost their lives in the attack. Meanwhile, President Murmu will conclude a successful two-nation state visit to Angola and Botswana today. She will emplean for New Delhi this evening. Ministry of External Affairs Secretary East P. Kumaran met Chile's Vice Minister of International Economic Affairs, Claudia Sanhueza, in Santiago to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral partnerships between India and the South American country. According to the Indian Embassy, both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepening economic engagement. The meeting reviewed trade expansion, digital public solutions, and pathways for an equitable, modern, and mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement between the two countries. Mr. Kumaran also held discussions with the Under Secretary of Health of Chile on diversifying bilateral engagement in health and pharmaceuticals, traditional medicines, and yoga. Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi has accused Pakistan of repeated airspace violations and making unrealistic and unreasonable demands during recent bilateral talks in Istanbul. In a strongly worded address today, Foreign Minister Muttaqi asserted that Afghanistan would defend its sovereignty if provoked. He said tensions between Afghanistan and Pakistan have risen due to Islamabad's repeated breaches of Afghan sovereignty. The Afghan minister alleged that Daesh or ISIS elements are being trained inside Pakistan to attack Afghanistan and asked Islamabad to stop such actions. He accused Pakistan of blaming Afghanistan for its internal instability, economic woes, and political turmoil. Pakistan President Asif Ali Zardari today signed the 27th Constitutional Amendment Bill, which was earlier approved by both houses of parliament. After his approval, the bill has now become part of the constitution. Earlier in the day, Pakistan's Senate passed the bill after a second round of voting amid opposition's protest. Under the new law, Pakistan Army Chief Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir has gained sweeping new authority and lifelong legal immunity as the constitutional amendment strengthens his control over all branches of the military and weakens the judiciary's independence. Munir and the President of Pakistan will both enjoy lifelong immunity from prosecution, shielding them from any future legal cases or challenges. The Pakistani authorities have suspended mobile phone internet services for 3 days in several districts of Balochistan, including Quetta and Chaman. The suspension has disrupted communication, business activity and daily life of residents in Balochistan. Authorities say they have halted mobile data services in Quetta as part of precautionary measures. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. The longest government shutdown in the U.S. has ended, with President Donald Trump signing the legislation passed by Congress to temporarily fund federal operations. The standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats that paralyzed the government for 42 days broke yesterday when the House of Representatives voted to approve the legislation passed by the Senate to end the stalemate. It was a setback for the Democrats, whose demands about extending subsidies for the health insurance program passed during former President Barack Obama's tenure and is popularly known as Obamacare was not accepted. Bangladesh's interim government chief advisor, Professor Mohammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national parliamentary election and a nationwide referendum on the July National Charter Constitutional Reform Implementation Order 2025 will be held on the same day in the first half of February next year. In a televised address to the nation today, Professor Yunus said the move was aimed at making the electoral process more participatory, festive and cost-effective. He emphasized that holding the referendum alongside the parliamentary election would not hinder the reform process, but rather help accelerate the country's transition towards a new constitutional framework. The Indo-Lanka Handicraft and Cultural Festival 2025 was inaugurated at Havelock City Mall in Colombo today by High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha. Sri Lanka's Minister of Industries and Entrepreneurship Development, Sunil Handunetti, and Deputy Minister of Industries and Entrepreneurship Development, Chaturanga Abhaysinghe, graced the event. In men's cricket, India will be looking to maintain their winning run in the longest format of the game when they face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from tomorrow till November the 19th. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. IST tomorrow. The Indian team, led by Shubman Gill, is heading into the series on the back of an outstanding performance against the West Indies recently at home. India had defeated West Indies 2-0 in the series. India's archers delivered a stunning performance at the 24th Asian Archery Championships 2025 in Dhaka today, capturing 3 gold and 2 silver medals in the compound events. In an all-Indian compound women's individual final, Jyoti Surekha Vennam triumphed over Prithika Pradeep in a closely fought contest, winning 147 to 145 to claim gold, while Prithika secured the silver medal, ensuring a clean sweep for India. The AAI praised both archers for their brilliant show of focus and composure. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon Indian diaspora to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of repeated airspace violations and making unrealistic and unreasonable demands during recent bilateral talks in Istanbul. U.S. President Donald Trump signs bill to end longest shutdown in country's history. And in men's cricket, India to lock horns with South Africa in first test at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tomorrow. That concludes tonight's world news. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.